Spirit is always with us, and God is three in one. God the Spirit, God the Father, God the Son.
God? Jesus?
The Holy Spirit is my Savior. I love him, and he lives in heaven in our hearts. I love the Holy Spirit. He is the best, and I love him.
I don't really think I have to share much more than that, but it's so incredible what our children know, what we teach them, but also just what they know and put together themselves in their own theological way. So, have you guys ever waited for something?
Yes.
Yeah, you waited for something. Maybe it was a birthday. Doesn't it feel like it takes forever? Or a holiday? Or a concert, or maybe you've waited for a sermon to end before. Hopefully not this one. Some of you may remember on Easter Sunday, I mentioned that we know that we have someone greater with us, greater than Jesus, to help us share the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection, and that the kingdom of God is near. That there'll be no war, no poverty, no sickness, no loneliness. And I said that was a story for another day. Don't know. Well, that day is here. Today is that day. Today is the day we hear about the story of the Holy Spirit. So let's do it. So before Jesus left, he told his disciples to wait, as we heard in that John reading, because he was sending someone greater to hang out with us. The disciples were probably wondering, well, what could be greater than Jesus, right? Jesus was pretty great. Then as they were waiting and praying, something amazing happened. The Holy Spirit came as wind. Can you be wind? The sound of wind. And fire, like this beautiful fire up here. Also gave the disciples the ability to speak in other languages, and the Spirit empowered Peter to stand up in public, not easy to do, and share about the good news of Jesus. You're not doing that. It was so cool. Now, I often think of the Holy Spirit as like the wind. We can't see the wind, but we can see it when it is affecting things like branches. It's not very windy today, but you know, we would be able to see the trees moving in the wind. And so we can see the effects that the wind has on things in the world. And like Michael said in the video, we can't see the Holy Spirit, but we can feel the Holy Spirit, and we can see the effects of the Holy Spirit, like the wind. And then there was fire, wasn't there? And the fire reminds us, yeah, fire, nice. The fire reminds us of God's presence. And sometimes we have candles. I was planning to bring a candle, but that slipped my mind. We light a candle, and that reminds us that God's presence is here. The Spirit is here in this place. It's a visual reminder of that. And then we can feel the Holy Spirit and see the effects of the Holy Spirit and be empowered to speak the good news about Jesus. So the Holy Spirit was the person that Jesus was talking about who would come and be greater than him. The Spirit was sent for us too. The Spirit is with us. The Spirit guides us. The Spirit speaks to us and empowers us. And each of us may experience the Spirit in different ways. Some of the ways that I experience the Holy Spirit is I might feel like tingly or really excited when I'm reminded that the Spirit is with me. Or when I pray, I will see like pictures in my mind that are from God, or maybe a word to share with someone. So maybe after the service, you could ask some people how they experience the Holy Spirit in their life. Okay, in Small Saints last week, we talked about Pentecost because we do 2 weeks about a topic. So would some of our Small Saints like to come and help me? And we did this activity. It's all right, these small people can help too. Do you want to help, Levi? Hannah, do you want to help? So they're going to hand out, we'll just keep a few, hand out some candles. You go hand out some candles. All right. So just like Peter, the Holy Spirit helps us to share the good news with others. And that good news can spread like the light from a candle. So I've shared the good news with these people. And then they are going to go share the good news with others. Go share the good news. And then those people that they've shared the good news with are going to share it with other people. All right, do you hold your... I'm sorry, I didn't have enough for everybody. But so look at all the good news that we shared. That would happen really quickly, eh? Didn't happen that quick when they were handing them out without the Holy Spirit. Right, so, and this is how the church grew, isn't it? On the day of Pentecost, after Peter was empowered by the Holy Spirit and he preached about Jesus, it says that 3,000 people were baptized. 3,000 people. Can you guys count to 3,000? Not now. Just tell me yes or no. And then, after that, they started meeting together and sharing with other people. And so this is why we consider that Pentecost is the birthday of the church. Not just our church, but the worldwide church. All churches in the whole wide world, we believe, started from the Holy Spirit coming. In the last 2 weeks, we have been participating in the Thy Kingdom Come prayer movement and praying for five people. Yep, 25. You've been praying for five people? So I imagine that we have also been praying for opportunities to share the good news with those five people. Now, I worked out if everyone here told five people about God and those five people were baptized, that would be about 700 people baptized. So it's pretty cool, but there's not quite 3,000, is it? So if we all shared with five people and they got baptized, that's about 700 people. But then if those people told five more people, so the 700, then go and share the good news with five more people and they are baptized, then that is more than 3,000 people. So isn't that amazing? How incredible. That Holy Spirit is amazing that we can do that. So we can share with five people and then those five people can share with five people. And that's how we grow this amazing church. So we have the Holy Spirit with us. The Spirit gives us courage. The Spirit empowers us. And the Spirit is always with us. And so what we're going to do now is we are going to spend some time in prayer with the Holy Spirit. And we're going to pray for our five. But before we do that, we're going to sing. So we can just stay seated where we are. And one thing that we can do to show that we are open to the presence of the Holy Spirit is that we can put our hands out like this. Okay? So children, if you choose to, you can. You might want to put your hands out. And we are going to sing Wairua Tapu, Holy Spirit Come. Okay? And then we will pray for our five people as part of that.